Sunday lunch with your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
That will be me. Guest time, and I'm joined in the studio by Matthew Taffarelli. I hope I said that right.
You did.
From Enflux.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Nice to see you. And he's bought me in a beer, but he's been on the road for so long.
I have. It was a bit of a nightmare coming in today, I'm not going to lie.
That's the trouble with the M25, isn't it?
Yeah, it was awful. I had to go the back way, and it was, yeah, took ages. Made it in time, though, just.
That's good, because you managed to find an off-licence on the way.
Of course. I wasn't going to let you down, Tony, was I?
I was trying to think what's... 2017, you was definitely in, so it's been a while.
It has been a while.
And I think before that might have been the year before you, probably a couple of years before that. So at least 2015.
Yes.
So you've been coming in under lots and lots of different names. But the latest one is Enflux.
It is. And that's the one, that's the project I've been working on for 3+ years.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, the album's out. Came out at the end of November. So it's on all good music vendors. So iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music.
What about the name? How did the name come about? Where's Enflux?
You know, that's a good point. I went to Ollie because we were creating the project. We wanted something that sounded quite, I don't know, like a bit dreamy, kind of like still kind of rocky. And we just come up with the name Enflux, and we just decided to go with it.
And Ollie is your sidekick who does the production side, isn't it?
He does. I mean, he's probably the genius of the project. He writes all the music, apart from the drums, and he co-writes, you know, the lyrics. He sings on some of the tracks. I mean, you know, if it wasn't for Ollie, the album wouldn't exist.
Yeah, yeah. And how did you two get together? Was it did you know him before you started the project, or would you look into to add someone to your solo side? And
well, I always wanted to have that CD on the shelf, and that was the whole idea of this whole Enflux thing, 12-track album. I can pull off my shelf and say, yeah, I've done that. And I was asking around people that would, you know, come and help me create something, but just two people. And for a friend of a friend, I eventually met up with Ollie in a pub in Weybridge, and it's pretty much gone from there.
Some of the best ideas have started off in a pub.
Yeah. Messy.
Good or bad, they all start there somewhere, don't they?
Messy ideas as well.
It starts off well, but if you've got to get the meeting over quickly, haven't you? If you leave it too long, you get all sorts of things. You start to solve world problems, don't you?
Well, that's it. I mean, it did go from music to other subjects, back to music, as it does, you know, a couple of beers down.
The album is called
Edge of Insanity.
The 12 tracks, we're going to talk about them, but we're going to play one of them first, so before we talk some more. The track we're playing is Daydreamer. Tell us a little bit about that one.
I chose this track to play because it's slightly different. It's not a long track. It's probably says it in the title. It's quite dreamy, and just to show off our versatility, basically.
This is Enflux, Daydreamer.
Sleep with your enemy, drown in this tragedy, with all the things you take.
Fighting on the edge of it.
I was going to talk over it, but I wanted to wait to the very end till it faded out to squeeze that last 2 minutes and 4 seconds exactly out.
I told you it was a short track, didn't I?
I love the track, though. It's great, 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 great. Thank you. Let's talk about the music genre. How would you class, where would you put this in categories?
I would describe it as kind of like electronic.
I was going to say electronic, yeah.
Yeah, very, very alternative. I mean, the whole album doesn't sound like Daydream. I mean, it's I think it's a good mix.
Mm. It's kind of like the track you'd hear on, do you remember Midnight Express album? It was a film.
No.
You'd have to, well, probably because you're younger than me. Wish I'd have said that. Do you remember that film in black and white? You'll have to Google it. And they had a really, really good album track that came out from that film, Midnight Express. That's got kind of, that looks like you could slip that in there. Google it. Something for you to do. Project for you to do.
When I get home.
When you get home,
that's
yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, electronic. I would have said the same thing. And that's the shortest track on the album.
Yeah, I believe so.
And did you do different cuts? I mean, how did you work? How did you decide how many tracks you're going to put on and what makes the album? Did you kind of just go through and rework them? I know you've got a couple of different versions of the same track.
Mm.
How does that work?
Well, there's radio edits of tracks, of course. A lot of our tracks. Some of our tracks have swearing in there. So yeah. Obviously I couldn't bring them to you, Tony.
You have to yes, proper radio edits.
I did. And we had to do proper radio edits. And we recorded about, I'd say, 15 songs, and we just chose these 12 to go with. The other, you know, the other three probably weren't to a great standard, so we thought these 12 tracks here would suit the album.
And the lead track is
Edge of Insanity,
which is the name of the album as well.
Yeah.
And where did that name come from? I know it's the name of the track, but how did you get to some of the names of the songs?
Oh, they just come about. What it was is a couple of years back, I went through a bit of a torrid time. And I remember one of my mates saying, oh, you know, you look like you're on the edge of insanity. And it's kind of stuck.
It's a great name.
Thank you. Yeah. And we just kind of went with that. We thought that sounded like a great name for an album.
How do you write the songs? I take it you're writing most of them yourself. Does Ollie chip in with that, or is it kind of just...
What it is... Me and Ollie, we'll sit there and discuss the type of sound that we want for a certain track. I'll throw him some lyric ideas, and then we kind of build a track around that. So then he'll go and create the music. I'll come in, start adding those lyrics to the track. And
Could you do the track first, lyrics afterwards, or do you just sit there and think, oh, I'll write these lyrics, and think, well, that's pretty good, and then I'll build a track around it?
So I write basic lyrics first of all, so I know what the song's about, and I know what kind of sound I want. The lyrics to go around, so that's when I'll show Ollie these ideas, and he will then go and create the music, and then I'll go record the drums, and we basically take it from there, and the lyrics are added.
It's fair to say that your lyrics will be based on things that's happened in your life. It's a life experience within the album.
Yeah, the album describes life totally. I mean, it's every song's something different in life, and we try to have every emotion that you go through in life on the album. So, and we believe we've achieved that. Fingers crossed.
We are going to play Suicide Lover next. Tell us a little bit about the track.
This is one with Hannah Renton involved. Probably one of the more popular tracks on the album. Mm-hmm. Seems to be going down very well.
Tell us a little bit about Hannah. How did she get involved in the track?
We were actually going to have a different singer on this track.
Sorry, Hannah, if you're listening.
Yeah.
That's what happens down the pub, I suppose.
Yeah, after a few.
Come get Mariah Carey. What about Hannah? Yeah, we'll give her a call.
And someone pulled out last minute, and we were like, oh my God, you know, and we had already pre-booked for a music video for this track. And we basically searched around, we come across Hannah Renton, and we got in contact, and I mean, Hannah makes the track. It's fantastic.
And the rest is history, as they
the
say.
The rest is history.
You can introduce this track.
This is Suicide Lover by Enflux.
Suicide Lover featuring Hannah Renton in Flux. In the studio with Matthew Tuffarelli from the band.
You said it wrong this time.
Did I say?
You said Tuffarelli.
I did, didn't I?
You did. It's Taff. I said just call me Taff.
What's that name from?
Italy.
Ah, Italian.
You're going to ask me to go into my history for your family now. I don't know. There you go. It's finished.
Well, you know, see, with me being a Smith, I don't normally get asked that question. Like, where are you from?
You know? Yeah,
and my first name is A for Anthony. So everyone calls me Tony. So if I write something, I write down. They say, "What's your name?" Say, "A Smith." And you go, "Smith. What? You're A Smith?" No, A Smith. Oh, whatever. Tony T Smith. What about gigging at the moment? Are you gigging for anything?
Nothing planned yet.
Is this something you can take to a pub or a club and perform? Is it not as easy to recreate that music live?
We would have to get other people to recreate it. It's not impossible. It can be done. But it depends. If people want us to play it live, then we'd definitely have a good think about it.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
And is this a big... This electronic side, it's kind of a move into a different direction from some of your previous stuff?
From my other bands I've been in?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I think music's changing all the time, so... Kind of wanted to grow and just, instead of just being drums, bass, guitar and a singer, kind of have other elements in as well.
Yeah.
Go for that.
And what's your, so we're nearly at the end of this year, what's the plans going into the new year? Where do you want to, what do you want to do next? Do you want to take you're going to take a little bit of time out? Are you going to produce another album, perhaps a number two? I know you've only just got this one out, but what's your plans going forward?
The plan is, so this is going to be the only radio appearance this year. Thank you for having me, Tony.
I mean, to be fair, you haven't got that long, have you?
No. So we planned a lot more radio appearances next year. Promote the album more. We are in discussion about going back into the studio. Probably early next year, early to mid next year, and going for something different. So I don't think it'd be an album. I think it'd just be like an EP, so 5 tracks. Discussions are ongoing about that at the moment, and yeah, that's really it. That's the whole idea, I guess. For now,
we were talking earlier on about I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. What would you who's on that? What would be your worst fear if you had to do a trial?
We were camping. Well, camping in general is my worst fear. I've been camping once, never again.
I'd want to glamp out, wouldn't you? That's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, I wonder if you can get that in your contract, like a side caravan or something.
Caravan, yeah.
Oh, spiders for sure. I hate them. Yeah. Can't stand them.
Yeah, I think I'm the same. I could probably do the rats, because I think the rats have, you know, they're not, I mean, they're not wild, are they? They're just like running over you like, you know, like your household pet. But, you know, and you know the crocodiles have got the tape around their, you know, so they're a little bit scary, but they're not, you know, but spiders, too unpredictable, aren't they? Oof,
that's just the way they move, the way they breathe. I don't know. It's just horrid. Everything about them is horrible. If they're in my house, I run the opposite direction.
Yeah. And sleeping outside with everything just running all over you. Wouldn't do it.
No, definitely not.
But saying that, if they did ask me for the right price, I would...
How much would you do it for, Tony? Right. If I put you on the spot now.
Yeah, I know, about £8.50.
Buy me a drink if you get that.
I mean, luxury item would be a caravan. Or a proper tent.
Yeah, something decent at least.
Who knows? A couple of presenters from here have been on. Steve Davis, who's here, used to be here. He was on it. Victoria Michelle, Vicky Michelle. She was normally does After Us. She's on Panto at the moment. Oh, yes, she is.
Lovely.
From Hello.
Yes.
She was on it. Funny enough, I was watching Sunny J on there from Capital FM. I was on I'm a Celebrity, the after show.
Oh, right.
On ITV2. And he used to be here.
Oh, really?
In fact, I got my job here. There you go.
See?
Before that, he was, of course, Britain's Got Talent. He was in the Lovable Rogues band.
Rogues, yeah, remember them.
I think they come to number two. I interviewed them many, many, many years ago before they even got on that programme. Sonny J and the rest of the clan. So, it's a good, it's an entertaining programme, isn't it?
It's something to watch before Christmas, isn't it?
Yeah, I was reading the papers, I was doing the front papers earlier on. They're talking about trying to get some of the people asking for Holly Willoughby to come back. But I like Ant and Dec.
I like Ant and Dec.
It's kind of, you know.
Yeah, I find that really funny. Like, it's not the same without, you know, Ant or Dec, you know what I mean? They have to be together.
Yes, they do. It's the lead up to Christmas when you got that program on. You know, Christmas is on its way. You got the Coke advert comes along, other drinks are available. But you got the Coke advert comes along, other drinks are available.
Yes.
And I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. And normally, X Factor. But this year, they got X Factor, the bands. What do you think about that?
I don't know too much about it. I did see the advert come on.
It's like X Factor, but with bands, basically.
Well, it's in the title,
presumably,
I guess.
I don't know. I mean, they'll obviously do some covers, but presumably the idea would be they play their own stuff.
I would have thought it'd be exactly the same as the normal X Factor band to come on, play their stuff, and hopefully get a record label. And
I'm quite looking forward to it. I didn't really like the celebrity one. I thought it was pretty pointless. It was more of an entertainment thing. I'd rather see you know real life people battling out, yeah. Finding out what real talent's out there. And the band ones, I think, is always going to be interesting, because one of the things you find with bands is you don't always have to be great singers. You just have to have some of the best band singers have just got distinctive voices that go with that particular sound, so it makes it exciting.
Yeah, for sure. And the thing is, there's so many great unsigned bands out there that have just not been discovered yet, and I think it'd be a great opportunity for them.
I mean, look at Chris Martin, you know, okay singer, but when he's done covers, not so good. Sometimes he's done Queen covers and you think, ooh, excruciating. But he's made for that his own sounds, and I think you're going to get the similar thing if they let them progress that way on the show. But I think that starts next week, so it'll be interesting to see.
I might have to watch it.
That pans out. Social media, big thing for you. What have you got? You got sites that people can find you at?
Facebook, I believe Instagram's up there as well.
Is that under the name Enflux?
It is indeed, for sure. Not a Twitter account yet. Yeah, not a fan of Twitter, believe it or not. Maybe a Twitter account soon, but as it stands, just Facebook and Instagram.
So people can find your music there. What about the album? Is that going to be available on Spotify and some of the others?
Yes, it's available now.
Oh, is it? So you can go and buy it.
It is indeed.
So head over for that, and it is called
Edge of Insanity.
We're going to play the last track from that. It's a track called Who I Am. I'm glad I said it right, because I said Who I Am.
You did.
Last time. Tell us a little bit about this track.
Probably the slowest track on the album, as in more emotional. It's not heavy, like raw emotion in there. Probably my favourite from the album.
Okay.
Believe it or not.
You can introduce it.
This is Who I Am by Enflux.
Break me, you won't break me.
With your favourite Essex boy, Tony Smith.
Tony Smith.
On Phoenix 98 FM.
Enflux, who I am. Love the album so far, from what I've heard. You'd have to come back and in the new year.
I'd love to, yeah, for sure.
Bit more. Good luck going forward in the new year. Well, you got some thank yous as well to say, too.
Oh, yeah, just everyone involved in the album, really. First of all, Beth Richards. I know she's listening. I just messaged her now saying I'll give her a shout out. She's on the song Light of Day that's on the album. Mm-hmm. Probably not radio friendly due to a bit of swearing in there.
I send it to me. I'll radio edit for you, and we can play it live.
Do you know what we're? Yeah, oh, brilliant. Okay.
I'll tweet it out, but once you get Twitter, I'll add you to it.
Yeah, it might be a while. But yeah, I'll send you the track, and we'll get it played. It's a great track on the album, but obviously because of swearing, we couldn't play it today. But thank you very much, Beth Richards, if you're listening. Well, I know you're listening. Christopher Erb in the United States, he was involved in one of the tracks as well, Infidelity. So we kind of done a mix. He sent us a recording of his vocals and we put it on the track. And obviously Hannah Renton and the very own Ollie Edwards is on the album as well, doing Fantastic. Some vocals.
Matthew, thank you for joining us on the
thank
show.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for bringing us a beer. Should we have a little chink?
Yeah, let's have a
Christmas
chink.
Christmas chink.
Celebrate the album out as well. Look at that.
Live.
Wonderful.
Live. And we'll be right back after these.
Has your double glazing steamed up? Cloudy to Clear can save your windows. We can save you money, energy and time by replacing the pane, not the frame. We're a Which trusted trader, and all glass units come with an amazing 25-year guarantee. So why not go to cloudytoclear.com to book a free 20-minute no-obligation quotation. Cloudy to Clear, replacing your failed double glazing.